right, this time I think it's working. Nice. Hi, everybody. It's 36 people. Yeah, as long as I'm allowed on this platform, I'm going to live stream as much as I can. I was telling Amy my theory. What do you guys want to talk about? I got some stuff if you guys want to talk. Tomorrow I'm going to highlight some scenes from The Neverending Story to talk about, you know, some potential truth drops in that movie. Hello, Jared. Hi, everybody. Hail, friends and legends. Yeah. Piano stream, BB? Not tonight. My family's downstairs just running around yelling in a good way, in a festive way. I could use a Sunday stream. Yeah. What do you guys want to talk about? Some people only know how to rule by making people need them. Yeah, that's true. Forced scarcity is intentional scarcity, guys. I just reconnected with an old friend that saw my Alison Morrow interview and was like, that was really good. He's in finance and, not finance, he's in like technical innovation. And he's like, the way you describe gatekeeping is exactly what's happening in tech. It's happening everywhere. And there's two major ideas. One is intentional scarcity. That way you have the tallest building if you knock down all the other buildings. You know, Rockefeller said the only sin is competition. And that's crazy right now. Anti-Semitism went mainstream really quickly. Yeah, and I had a cool conversation with a dude in the comments. I said that if you blame the Jays for everything, you're pretty much turning them into a god, because it's saying that they're more powerful than you. Like, if you blame the Jays for everything, it means they're responsible for everything, which means they're above you and God. And then someone said, but no, a parasite isn't God. And I said, yes, but a parasite doesn't take your free will, and it only feeds on what you put in your mouth and your ass. And so you don't kill parasites, you starve parasites. So really watch out for this new kick of anti-Semitism, quote unquote, because blaming the Jays for societal problems actually is Jewish supremacy. I think it'll blow over. Yeah, it's just a victim mechanism, and it's completely pushed by the system right now. They control the world is such a sinful statement. It is, yeah. Things could get real dicey, though. I mean, I was talking to another friend who has close ties with, like, legit aristocracy. Yeah, Kanye is probably boring, but he's a... BB, if I had to compare you to an animal, I'd pick an owl. Well, the answer is bear, so try again. Hey, Clark Bear, great memes. Just real, like, the class of people above the Jays. I think Neverending Story is this world, Bible is script, and it repeats. Yes, I think so too. I'm going to talk about the comparison between the Neverending Story and the Bible. There's a few grapples in the Neverending Story, you know, the concept that you're your own God and whatnot, but it's a there's a ton of truth in that movie. And I, even the little grabbler near the Southern Oracle, which I believe is the gate of Antarctica in the movie, I think that's what it's supposed to be, acts just like my grabbler character, which also acts exactly like Billy Crystal in A Princess Bride.
Like that, watch out, winch, let me in my bucket, let me see, it's my telescope.
Like, that character is universal. It is how they talk. So that's why when people are like, oh, you're just doing Cartman. I'm like, no. Everybody that's trying to impersonate a grabbler or like one of those, oh, eh. I mean, the Billy Crystal and Dr. Whatever in The Neverending Story, that little man at the Southern Oracle, they almost have identical dialogues with their wives. They have a horrible relationship with their wife who's domineering and puts them down. It's like, my scientific experiments. And they really talk like that. And he had a big nose and big ears, right? He was short, big nose, big ears, hunchback. And he goes, it's my telescope. Let me see. Let me see. Don't hurt me.
Stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason. Yeah, totally. It's like that character is in every movie. Big nose, big ears, hunchback, whiny, victim-y, horrible relationship with their wives, domineering, scammy. Stereotypes are, yeah. partial inspiration of the Don't Hurt Me guy. Yeah, I heard some disturbing stuff about the aristocratic class, though, the class above the Jays. You know, the Jays burn politicians and celebrities, like the Jay bankers burn. They use politicians and celebrities as a shield. You know, it's not the Federal Reserve's policies. It's Biden. It's Trump, right? Go and hate these people. But then the next level is the Jays get hated for the faceless aristocracy that you don't know any of their names. I know people who know those people. And their current claim is really disturbing. Maybe the mythology of goblins came from Jays instead of vice versa. 100%. So did leprechauns. I'm following the rainbow for a pot of gold. Would you like to come with me? Tee-hee, tee-hee. That's why the naming the Jay is like naming the politician. It's just the next level, which is a fun place to be. It's like you have to get to, you got to get through these gates. And then you get to the people that front run the Jays as the next thing to burn, as you just keep retreating into an infinite pyramid. Okay, so this is the go live. Just about to take a shower. Now I'm sitting in the bathroom waiting for a pause in gravy. No, just take a shower. I'll still be here. I'll keep this stream up. Louisiana Black Bear, what's their current claim? Okay. And so I'm not saying this for financial gain, but it's a great time to join unauthorized.tv, app.beartirettimes.com. I think a lot of these public platforms are about to get like really squeezed, in my opinion. That being said, you can always roll the dice with BitChute and Rumble and all that stuff. But I feel like there's change in the air, okay? They claim that the V's killed 1 billion people and it went way better than expected, which I believe is a lie. And I think when people are in that level of self-deception and bloodthirstiness, it's a very dangerous time. Don't get me wrong. I'm not scared. I was even telling Amy, she was like, you doing a stream? I'm like, until they kick me off. And she was like, that's hilarious. And she's like, I'm just happy to be alive. I'm like, me too. You know, just be grateful for what you have, you know. Whatever happens will be a blessing. Some normie channels say the streaming service could collapse in. Yeah, I'm seeing like whispers of it. You know, like PayPal trying to do that, fining you $2,500 for hate speech was testing the waters. And they're going to do it. And it's going to collapse. It's not sustainable. I mean, that's crazy. It's insane to even say that if you say something we don't like, we'll take your money. Like that's literally, that's a giant company. Okay, and so they're starting to pull some real financial nonsense. And I know that they pulled it back, but that's just to make you, it's to make you feel calm. Like, oh, we pushed back, so they pulled back. For anybody that's in this world, they push, pull until it breaks. And so Amy seems like her new assault weapon. I just shot 1 million flies. That assault gun, you just put table salt into this pump gun to kill flies. It's unbelievable. How is it even legal? Because the government's barely functioning right now. It's not legal. It's not remotely legal. That's theft. But they're reframing. And okay, so understand how PayPal has always been like the mob. Yeah, but that's a huge escalation. Huge escalation. And so, you know, I'm not one to pull panic buttons, and I'm absolutely not pulling a panic button because it's always an opportunity. Intentional scarcity is fake. Whatever in nature that's a lie will require energy, which will break. You know, like if you look at the big picture, you're fine. It's like whatever is a lie, whatever is, like if you have a clock that the gears don't really click together, the longer it goes, the more it'll break. What's up, Owen and Bear fam? Chilling. We're just talking about the future and whatnot. I think it's going to be more and more necessary, not that we haven't done this for years, but to have private platforms because they're really getting desperate because now the truth about the vaccines is coming out. I don't think they killed nearly as many people as they want to. Right now, undisclosed sources have told me that the aristocratic class that's above the banking jays, they literally call them the jays of the dwarf, what do they call them? The gnomes of Switzerland. It's like a joke. That's why I don't go with the jays anymore. I'm like, I know more stuff now. Oh, you're just covering for the jays. That's okay. You've seen through the political false binary, right? Like Trump, Biden, they're working for people. Then you got a group of people that's working for the next people. And the higher up you go, the more you get people that are, they have almost no free will. Their marriage is decided from birth. They can't do anything outside of what their family tells them they have to do. Their structure, aristocratic structure, is so precise and tight that, and they've been breeding in these psychopathic lines for so long that it's like trying to get blood from a stone, these people. And they're trying to kill a lot of people, right? They're trying to do a major culling, and they have been for a while. Satan is the top of that pyramid. Yeah, and Satan has the least power of anything in the world. I know a lot of people say that the devil rules the world, the prince of the air and all that. And I understand how people say that, because the fallen nature of man, not knowing limits, eating from the tree, you know, you're going to be under the jurisdiction of the fallen angel. I understand that. And whenever you're in the world of sin, it's like when Frodo puts on the ring, he gets seen by the demons, and that, I get it. But they have the least power. The Jays are trying to summon the Antichrist on the much. No, dude, that's so not. I don't even view the Antichrist the way a lot of people are talking about the Antichrist. Is he the Antichrist? Antichrist is a behavior. Antichrist is subverting your neighbor, you know, lying, sinning, indulging, trying to hurt people, being envious. That's Antichrist. And a lot of people like to externalize the Antichrist because they don't want to deal with it themselves. Jesus said, no one knows the hour, so don't even try and think about it. It doesn't even make sense. You don't think the V's were bad because they're rushed? They weren't rushed. They've been planning this for years and years and years. Donald Trump was just part of his script. Antichrist is already here. Antichrist is already in your heart. And if you don't admit that, you're probably completely, puppeted by demons. Like, the man that can't admit he's wrong or can't admit that he's had Antichrist feelings is lying. You know, in my opinion. Antichrist is also seen as, can't multiple people become an Antichrist as well as in? Yeah, it's Antichrist behavior. And so when people go, oh, is he the Antichrist? Is it King Charles? Is he the bad man? No, find a mirror. That's why a vampire can't see himself in the mirror. It's powerful shit. The narcissist, the vampire, the demon can't see it's him. The vampire looks in the mirror and doesn't see a reflection. BB, my Christian friend can't get past the Antichrist being... I don't care. Sorry. I'm sorry. I just... Antichrist is a spirit, yes, but it will be a person. He established the... Okay, Dr. Copium. Your name is Dr. Copium. All right? You got to find yourself a mirror. Stop worrying about the third temple. Stop worrying about all this stuff you can't control and only focus on what you can control in your life. Because the Antichrist is in you. You know, people always externalize when they don't want to own their own bad behavior. Anyway, so the fact that the aristocratic class are seeing the vaccine as a wild success and it killed 1 billion people is jarring for a few reasons. One is that they want to do that, which I now know they definitely do. And two, because they're lying to themselves. You know, I predicted 100 million worldwide. It's probably around that if you include sterility. But to claim 1 billion, I mean, I don't even think it's 100 million. But to claim 1 billion, I called 100 million 2.5 years ago. All right, so all these people, Dr. Copium and all these people saying, but who's the Antichrist? They were wearing a mask. That, and you can say whatever you want. I know what you are. All right. The people that stood firm were very, very small group of us. Now everybody wants to look back and say, oh yeah, I totally stood up. No, you didn't. I was there. Like, I was the only person in public in Gig Harbor not wearing a mask. Me and my wife and my kids. The only ones. People would come up to me and scream at me and yell at me and call me all these names, call me a murderer. And I put it right back in their face. And that was in Washington State, LA, New York. Everybody was wearing the mask. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to yourself. I didn't wear a mask the whole time. Can't believe that. Yeah, but you're not Dr. Copium. The people that go, is King Charles the bad man? It's definitely not me. Those are the people that were doing it. Anyway, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just letting you know, stop externalizing the bad man. The bad man's in the mirror. So is the good man. LOL, I never wore my mask, lost my job. Did you really laugh out loud? You're now banned for life. I can spot liars a mile away. Oh, I wasn't lying. I got my job. Was it from whacking off on a bus? Probably more likely. People that have Pepe the Frog cartoons typically don't stand up in public. They make little narratives on the internet, don't they? I lost my job. Then that mean, yeah, I knew one guy who, because of the mask, lost his job. Other people were laid off and stuff, but my friend Cody, who's now selling the Genesis firearms, he was a police officer, and it was because he wouldn't wear a mask and he wouldn't comply at all. And those people are legends. They don't sit around in people's Instagram with cartoon faces going, who's the Antichrist going to be? Is it him? It's definitely not me. So anyway, I think that because they're so self-deceiving right now to say that a billion people were killed, I think they're going to start escalating like attempts at silencing people. But the more you don't give in, the more silly and ineffective it will be, and the more nonsensical it will appear. Like, with every step of insanity, you lose enforceability. Pepe, I also hate it. I don't hate it, but when someone starts a sentence with laugh out loud, it means they're liars or gay. And I just, you know, left my job behind, started my own business from home, goodbye enough. So, yeah. I mean, tons of bears stood strong. None of them act like Dr. Copium. None of them are like, tee-hee, tee-hee, LOL, not me. It's like tons of bears were like, and they're super humbled and grateful by it. They're like, yeah, we're in a much better place. And if they're in this chat, it's because they're like, they feel very connected with me over it. They don't, LOL, I'm no liar, says the Stormy Bear. I don't know if you're trying to do comedy, the Stormy Bear, but if you try it again, you're out of here. No sarcasm here. Sarcasm doesn't translate in print. You save lives, the V is deadly. Yeah, well, people save their own lives. I was just part of the information war. I think the more quote unquote Russia pushes back, China pushes back, India pushes back, the more these lies and deceits and genocides are going to come out, the more, the more they're going to try and silence people. So I think, you know, what PayPal tried is going to be tried by a lot more people. And I think they're going to try to really, really mess with people online. And this is coming from a guy who's, you know, that's been my whole career at this point for 5 years. It's been constant. You know, I was kicked off PayPal 3.5-4 years ago. So I'm not allowed on Venmo or any of them. But you have to put sarcasm in quotes. I just don't want to do any sarcasm here unless it's like Bowler Bear or somebody that I know. Because there's no way you can expect me to understand your tone. That's crazy. Who is saying a billion deaths? The aristocratic level of society. You cannot believe me all you want. I literally don't care. I'm not talking to you then. You know, people are like, I just don't trust Owen Benjamin. Then get the fuck out of here. I'm not telling you it's a fact. Someone I trust that knows these people told me that. And that's it. Jays want to go to Ukraine. Jays are in a bad spot because they're the next they're going to be getting burned. Remember I called that anti-Semitism was going to become popular and stupid and victim-y? Australian government and corporations are slowly sneaking in digital ID. Well, I mean, all that's already here. That's not the stuff to be worried about. You shouldn't worry about anything, but the thing to really watch for is a financial punishment for your thoughts and ideas that aren't illegal. They're trying to take over the government. And so all these anarcho-capitalists like Dave Smith and Michael Malice, they're all working for that outcome. That without the law that says you can't steal from someone, PayPal could say, you're being hateful, we're going to take all your money. You know, God forbid it gets to Bank of America and Wells Fargo and all that stuff. That would be insane for people. Most people would completely comply with any insanity they're told they have to do. And all these Dr. Copium types on the internet will talk and talk and talk like they're going to do something. And then you walk around, you'll see every single person complying. I mean, 2020, when the mask went on, the mask came off. That was a phrase we said in the bear community. Time to take money out of the banks? No. When they start doing those policies, then yes. But they haven't done it yet. So don't preempt it. I'm not trying to spook the herd here. But the fact they're trying to and the fact that they're self-deceiving on this level is really bad. But that's why it's even more important now to be a part of private networks. Because Instagram isn't our network. It's not ours. They have a right to kick us all off. So unauthorized.tv, Bertari Times app, Social Galactic, the one Vox runs, those are becoming more and more important. I don't trust Dave Smith. No, me neither. Not at all. I mean, I think he's, I root for his family, you know, but I think there's a lot of deception going on with that guy. I think that, he's not being honest about what the government is and what the banks are and what anarcho-capitalism would mean. That's a world run by the central bank. And so for somebody, and the do as thou wilt, you know, if it doesn't hurt me, tee-hee, do whatever you want. It's like, so really? Is that the way you're viewing the world now, that sin doesn't have any consequence? That the more people do like fentanyl and heroin and crack and all this, and the more there's like online prostitution and sexual degeneracy, you really don't see that as the reason we're in this problem? That no one's actually doing it to us? You know, another person was like, oh, the Jays are parasites. You know, if we got rid of them, everything would be fine. It's like, aren't you the same guy that was saying all the slaves were owned by Jays in the 1700s, 1800s? It's like, yeah. Well, so they were here then. So what's the difference? They eat poop. It's parasites. You starve parasites. You don't hurt parasites. You can't. There's no way. It's impossible. Because if there's a demand, someone else will fill it in. So all these based guys are like, oh, Uncle A got rid of him. Well, his doctor was a J. Well, yeah, he was super cool with them. He was painted in the wrong white. Okay, so you're contradicting yourself on a very deep level. So when people say all the J's, all the slaves in the slave trade were owned by J's, you know, 80% or whatever, which is true. So that means they're here. They were always here. They didn't come here and ruin your life. They sell you what you want, right? The Jays are hurting worse than anyone. Fact, they're the ones that are most reliant on giant supply chains. Fact. And anybody that talks that way about parasites doesn't have livestock, doesn't have, you know, doesn't understand health, doesn't understand any of that. You starve parasites. The reason you get mice in your barn is because you don't put your food away. It's because you're sloppy. You know, parasites eat when you eat poop. Like if you eat poop, they eat the poop. If you stop eating poop, it starves the parasites. Like you always have parasites in your body and they actually serve a function. If you got rid of all the parasites in your body, you'd die. All the bacteria, all the protozoan, all the amoebas. Your body is like a massive percent microorganisms that keep the biome going. It's the equivalent of killing all the microbes in the soil. You know, these people are like, oh, kill. They're simply the middlemen, don't have to consume it. Exactly. And so the do as thou wilt, anarcho-capitalist, atheist, feminist, like all these ists, they convinced people that their sin is not going to accumulate. And it does. It accumulates like that slime under the city in Ghostbusters. And then it starts popping out. And so your behavior is the whole thing. But when you're looking at the ruling class that are way above the banks, they are lying to themselves in a very bad way. We are more cells that are not us than are us. Yeah, hey, teddy bear. All right, we can talk about other stuff. I don't want to, because I'm not trying to scare anybody. When I say that they are going to try these things, it does not mean to take your money out of the bank. It does not mean to run into the woods or anything like that. It's just be aware. Just be aware. Apple cider. Yeah, I know, but you want to know what all that stuff does to parasites? It doesn't kill the parasites. It flushes your gut from what they eat. That's actually what you're doing with apple cider vinegar and a lot of that stuff. It's like you're flushing the biome that the parasites flourish in. So what is the biome that the current parasite flourishes in society? Lying, sexualization, debt, you know, envy, materialism. That's what the middleman thrives in, because they're just serving you what you ask them for. And that's reality, dude. That's reality. The way to fight it is strong families, strong morality, excitement for challenges. So when I'm talking about, like, you know, PayPal trying that, of course it's absurd. But everything they're doing now is absurd. It almost seems like they're intentionally breaking the system. And I know people think that they're breaking it to bring in another system and all that. But I think that they're very deluded. I don't think they have a plan that people think they do. Like, not in the same way. I think things are falling apart for a lot of these people. Do you verify on Instagram? Yes. Cleanliness is next to creation. Yeah. Is black walnut and wormwood legit? I don't know. I've never tried either of that. It's all just an offer. Yeah, we're in the realm. God is in control of the realm, not Jays, not Masons, not the devil, not the Antichrist, none of that stuff. God. And so that's true. And you know that's true. And the creation is in perfect balance. And anything outside of that, that's a lie that requires energy to exist, is the Tower of Babel. You know, it's like every brick required so much energy that it fell under its own weight. And so every lie requires energy. And they don't have it anymore. Like the moon landing and the Holocaust and all this stuff, you know, Gulf of Tonkin and Joe Rogan being tall and all these things. Like, it's like they have to put in energy to every one of those forever. And it's like they can't. In nature, you want to make a system that feeds itself and self grows. Like, one tomato can grow 1,000 tomato plants that can grow 1,000,000 tomato plants. 1,000 times 1,000. Just bang, bang. It's that fast. Water, sunlight. I mean, you could do your raised beds and pay money for lumber and all that, but it's that fast. Just boom, boom, soil, light, water. It's like it pulls it right out of the air. It's like there's energy here that we can't even imagine. You know, we'll put these tomato seeds in soil and we'll get these massive vines and fruit. It's way more weight than the water and soil, way more. The soil isn't going down in height. Where are they getting all their material from? They're pulling it out of the ether. There's energy here that can become matter. I think Einstein said that, and he was right about that. I mean, the guy's a grabber. Relativity was horrible, but energy cannot be... Was it Einstein who said energy can't be created or destroyed? Energy and matter can go back and forth. And I watched that with homesteading, where the amount of weight... Like, the amount of weight we're moving, like, we had to get rid of all our tomato plants because they produced and they're annuals. That means they die every year and come back with seeds. The weight is unbelievable. It weighs way more than all the soil and all the water that we put into it. And that blows my mind. I think tomatoes growing out of compost that I used as mulch for an apple sapling. Dude, they're unstoppable. If you just do nothing, they just start growing again. Joe Rogan action figure taller than Ken Doll is the only thing he can afford to. Yeah. Oh, it was Newton. Yeah, it was Newton. Another grabber, though, in my opinion. Greens and sour tea. Yeah, we can talk about 9 and 10 stuff. I grew tomatoes from seeds sprouting inside an heirloom tomato I bought at the store. It's great, right? There's no scarcity. The illusion is scarcity.
It might be nice for you, and I'll get...
Dude, I promise you. The upside-down fiat sodomy world where, you know, Sarah Silverman recently tweeted that the silence is deafening. Like, in their world, silence is loud, peace is war, marriage is slavery. You know, it's unbelievable how it's the opposite of everything. That the lie is the truth. It's like the inverted world is exhausting. And so outside of the inverted world, it's unlimited energy. How do you make pickles? Cucumbers and you pickle them using like vinegar and whatnot. My wife does it. My mind is blown with what you said about soil level not dropping. Never thought of that. Look at a tree. Look at it's mind blowing. It comes from somewhere else. Like, look at a giant tree. It's not turning soil into the tree. It's coming from somewhere else, and it's mind blowing. And I know this with tomatoes because I control the soil. I have a raised bed. I put in X amount of soil. And I know the level of the soil. And then I watch it grow. And it's like thousands of pounds when you look at all the plants together. And the soil isn't that. And it's not the water either. It's insane. And so, you know, you think, where does this weight come from? Like a tree. You know, we just put in 10 giant trees. They're like 16-foot trees. Because my neighbor had to move them. And this guy is this giant tool. And... you know, the roots aren't that crazy. They just put them in the ground and you realize that they're tens of thousands of pounds and they're not moving that much dirt. Like they're not pulling dirt. They're not turning dirt into tree. And it's not just water because you dry out your wood for firewood and it's still very heavy. All right. Life comes through sunlight. Moonlight is necrotic. Yeah. Moonlight breaks it down. And tonight's a full moon, by the way. All right. The weight comes from carbon in the air. It's mind-boggling. Yeah. I mean, there's probably a physical element that can be described. But my point is that there's unlimited. There's no scarcity. Like, a rain clouds weigh millions of pounds of water up there. Millions of pounds of water just up there. And all this carbon and all this nitrogen and all this stuff in the air... that at any time, it'll just give you anything you want. It's almost like we're in that Star Trek holodeck where anything can be created. And so when I talk about what you're going to be experiencing, it's not to scare you. The parasites of this world that feed on our sin and fear, and they're above the J's, in my opinion. It's a pyramid that we're a part of on some level. If we feed into the pyramid, we're in the pyramid. It doesn't matter if you make 20 grand a year and you're just getting by. If you're like cursing your neighbor with envy and you're like looking at pornography and you're like, you know, consuming the hell that they're offering, you're in the pyramid. It's just the Rockefellers are way higher, right? That's how I view it. That's why I don't get mad anymore. Because I don't feel like this perfect man that's being messed with. I'm still in that pyramid sometimes. You know, sometimes Frodo puts on the ring with like fear or envy or something. Like I had envy that Joe Rogan got to interview Roger Waters. And that's a parasitic emotion. I normally don't feel envy, but, you know, Roger Waters is my favorite songwriter of all time. And to see that absolute horror of a man, that little tiny troll, that little toe, get to sit down with such a legend, and I'm sure they talked about nonsense. I just was like, but I was wrong to feel that. It doesn't matter. Like, that's an upside down emotion. I'm just sharing, like, my experience. That was the first time I've ever felt envy for Joe Rogan. And I did. I felt envy. Is Waters aware of Rogan's gravel? I'm sure Waters has a lot of gravels too. I'm not saying the guy's a great guy, but he's the best songwriter I think who's ever lived. Like, he's the best lyricist I've ever seen. And I think he's like a very, I don't know, I just think he's a very special person. to ask the most hack cringe questions. I know. He's never even heard Final Cut. I mean, it's mind blowing. It's like the song The Gunner's Dream. I bet the Toe has never heard it. I bet the Toe only listens to like Nickelback and My Chemical Romance, where he does curls. And I mean, it's such a waste, but I get it. Waters in Austin for a concert was just Prey of the Rogan Parasite. Yeah, and I get why Waters did the stream. A smart business move, help sell tickets, all that stuff. Talk about Ukraine, talk about Zionism. You know, I didn't listen to the interview, but I hear he was like dropping truth about Zionism, which is awesome. You don't get that huge without some gravel. Yeah, but at the same time, he also is like hated and not allowed in certain countries, and he won't sell his stuff to Facebook. They hate him. He's like super hated by like evil people. Whoa, hey, big giant beetle. So I like that, you know, I do. I think the guy's great. You okay, Mr. Beetle? Why don't you enjoy yourself with this guy? That guy's just having fun. He's not hurting anyone. He just fell on my hand. I saw Smashing Pumpkins Friday night. Billy Corgan was wearing a robe with the Freemason square and compass. Yeah, I don't care at all. I don't even know what that's supposed to imply. I'd be more interested to know, you know, about vax mandates, masks, you know. Like the Freemason stuff, that's all, it doesn't matter. Like that, like all that stuff doesn't matter. Oh, is it your shoe? It's so nonsensical. Just doesn't matter. It's just like, what does that mean? So he's in a secret society that he's telling everyone about. Sounds like he's trying to get attention. You know, sound like he's just trying to get truthers to tweet about him to sell more tickets. These guys are thirsty for just ticket sales, eyeballs, anyone to talk about him. Waters said that his truth journey started 5 months old when his dad died. Yeah, and then I talk about the Gunner's Dream. I mean, I felt envy for Joe Rogan, which is mind-blowing. I've never felt envy for that guy. I was like, man, that's the first time in my entire life I've thought, I wish I was Joe Rogan for that 3 hours. Must be nice. I literally became Ira. My back started hunching. My hands were rubbing. I was sweating, you know. I'm not kidding. Like, I was bummed. But I shouldn't be bummed. Like, that's a bad emotion. You know, I shouldn't have idols. You know, I Roger Waters isn't an idol, but I do really look up to him as an artist. I mean, it's just he's so ridiculously talented for so many years. And he has, granted, I don't think he has a lot of lines. I think he's probably a bit of a poof. I think he's pretty tolerant of some pretty deviant behavior. That being said, he has lines. And the only thing that matters in my book with anybody in my life is, do you have any lines? Any. Because evil has no boundaries. I think the best way to describe evil, I think, you know, you have without God, without love, you know. But also, if you want to explain it to someone where they can really understand it fast, it's no boundaries. That what is up is down, what is good is bad, what is bad is good. There's no boundary to your desires. He's an atheist, I think. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I understand why Brits in the 50s and 60s and 70s after two world wars that were encouraged by the Anglican Church were atheists. Tell me true. Tell me why. Was Jesus crucified? Was it for this that Daddy died? Was it you? Was it me? Did I watch too much TV? Is that a hint of accusation in your eyes? If it wasn't for the Nips being so good at building ships, the yards would still be open on the Clyde. And it can't be much fun for them beneath the rising sun when all their kids committing suicide. Yeah, I understand why that guy's an atheist. That doesn't make him a bad person. As long as you have a line and say there's something without a price. There's something that isn't for sale. There's something that's wrong. I can be confrontational to someone with power because they're wrong. That's all I care about. Atheist, Jew, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, race, black, white, yellow, green, blue. Do you have a line, or are you a walking billboard for the devil? You know, it's do you, yeah, evil is chaos. Chaos. But a way to describe chaos is no boundaries. The opposite of chaos is order. And what does order require? Boundaries. It's just simple. Do you think there's any line? And the Satanist says there is no line, only experience. That you're here to indulge yourself and there is nothing has any meaning and there are no boundaries. There's no definition of words. You can change the definition of words at any time. Marriage being changed was an act of evil because you could say, oh, to even if you were into like sodomy and all that stuff, to create another word would be less evil. But they have to say the holy sanctimony between Adam and Eve, the man and the woman, to create a child under God's law is called marriage. They said now Gary and Terry boofing each other on a sailboat is marriage. That's evil. And it's not because I hate, you know, oh, you hate, I bet Roger Waters is very comfortable with the G's. You know, it's not about like what your views are. Is there a line? That's it. I have a lot of lines. You know, I'm a farmer in Idaho who's been through a lot of shit. And I've had a profound spiritual awakening. So I think lines are power. I think the more lines you acknowledge that have always been there, that are God's laws, the more fruit you have in your life. The more you prune away wickedness, the more fruit will bloom. But I'm not like self-righteous. It's just the reason I can really hammer people is because they don't have a line. Like Joe Rogan doesn't have boundaries. He has a price for everything. In 2009, he was very vocal about vaccines causing autism. In 2018, 2019, he was given $200 million. On March 10th, 2020, he did a stream with a doctor where Joe Rogan was quoted as saying, if you're anti-vaccine, you're a wacko. If you don't give vaccines to your kids, you want them to die. He has a price for anything. When Joe Rogan found out that a girl aborted his baby, on Stern Live, he screamed, yes, yes, thank you, Jesus. That guy's evil as shit. You know, because there's no line, no boundary, nothing sacred, nothing off limits, nothing that can't be redefined, nothing that can't be graveled. That's evil. And there's a lot of people, not a lot, but there's a fair amount of people that have, you know, they have no boundaries. They have a price for everything. Joe Rogan backstabbed. Yeah, yeah. He backpedaled on the moon landing. Like he has a price for his word, his truth. He'll lie to his audience that's satanic as fuck. So satanic. He'll lie to people that trust him for money. I mean, he's one of the more evil people in the world, in my opinion. I bet people like Bill Gates have more lines. Like, I think they probably have some. I don't know, though. I'm not going to comment. He seems very satanic to me, but. All right. Fascinating. The inherent narcissism of evil makes us blind to ours. Yeah. The key is having lines. Like, have things in your life that don't have a price. And don't trick people. Don't lie to people. Don't give people a false reality, because then they're going to operate in a very dangerous manner. You know, that's why smart doesn't equal moral. It doesn't equal a good life. A lot of smart people have tragic, painful lives because garbage in, garbage out. It's just like a computer. If you put in bad data, you're going to get bad data. That's why you don't have to be worried about evil people. They fundamentally are self-destructive. So when you lie to yourself, when you lie about God, when you lie about the miracle of birth, when you lie about, you know, what you believe to be true, when you start lying to people for money, garbage in, garbage out. Your subconscious is pure. Like, it doesn't know that you're getting paid for it. Every word out of your mouth, you don't understand, like your soul doesn't know that you're getting paid. Like, it's just like you're hurting it. And the more you do that, the more you enter this world of called, it's a reprobate mind, where you operate as an animal would. You lose your creative spark. You lose your ability to feel love. You're always anxious. You're always paranoid, and everything's an inversion. Up is down, left is right. Marriage is gay. Silence is deafening. peace is war. You know, debt is wealth. Literally, that's what they're doing. You know, a group of people starts a world war and then claims to be the only victims of the war. That's inversion. And for me to pass that off as not an inversion would make me evil. If once I know it, I know that that's what happened. You know, I know that that is an inversion. I know that in a war that was funded by bankers, to claim that only one small group that inhabit the banking class were the only victims of the war is inverted. It's up is down. It's nonsense. Hey, stink bug. And I don't recommend you go down those roads because I've seen really, really good people, not good people, really smart people, really successful people become reprobate. And it doesn't mean you have to agree with me on the event in World War II. But if you see it, you can't go back. It doesn't mean you have to agree with me on the shape of the earth or anything like that. If you don't think it is, then don't lie. It would be bad to lie and say you think the earth isn't a spinning ball if you really do, just to make me happy. You understand? Speak what you believe to be true. I won't judge you for that. Reprobate. Yeah. Reprobate. Reprobate is the best way to describe it. It's that sunken, fallen degeneracy. The devil is clever. The devil's inverted. An inversion can be very clever because it by nature, it hides itself. It has a cloaking mechanism. You know, inversion, you can't see it right away because your mind isn't designed to pick up inversion. There's no real inversion in nature. So when you're in nature, you never see inversion. Everything is very literal and very clear and very obvious. When a trickster does the inversion, you know, your mind can be like overwhelmed and it can hijack it and you don't see it right away. That's what being clever is, but it's not because it's powerful. It's because, you know, we're not, inversion can hide inside itself. Like Joe Rogan is a hard, far, far leftist, far. Endorsed Bernie Sanders, endorses abortion, endorses universal basic income, and endorses, you know, all kinds of stuff. Oh, mass migration, doesn't think there should be any borders to nations, doesn't believe in family units, thinks marriage is just a contract. Like, he is an extreme leftist. Extreme. Way farther left than Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. Joe Rogan is a hardcore leftist. But yet the right wing can't see it because he'll be holding a crossbow or doing front lunges or hanging out with masculine men or hunting. You see it? It's like you wear a skin suit. And that's how it works. That's how the cleverness works. But if you actually take him for his word, what is Joe Rogan? He pushes the decriminalization of the most hardcore drugs in the world. He pushes homosexual marriage, transgenderism, abortion, the idea that America is not a nation, open borders, universal basic income, and on and on and on. Openly pushing it. He'll have Sanders on, the most hardcore left-wing guy there is, and nobody on the right. But yet the right wing's so thirsty. You know, Elon Musk will pay for his employees to go to another state to have abortions. But yet the right wing thinks he's going to save Twitter. Rules versus chaos. Do you have a line? Someone saying I'll allow anything is not what you should want out of life. That's satanic. I'd rather have a rules-based system that I did not agree with than pure chaos, because pure chaos and no lines is what the devil wants. All right. It's not about what he pushes. It's about what he doesn't push. No, it's what he pushes and doesn't. No, he is convinced a lot of young men. This is why I bash him. It's not because I hate him. Oh, you're so jelly. I was a little jelly about Roger Waters. But he's the number one podcast that young males listen to, and he pushes hell on them. If I can break that spell for any young men, then I think I've done a good thing in this world. It's called a what are the J's called? A mitzvah? just a good deed. He's trying to get young people to do DMT, sodomy, not believe in marriage, not believe in a nation, not believe in boundaries, borders, nothing. To scream in euphoria when you find out your son was murdered. Okay? Like, that's really bad. That's really bad. You've broken the spell for me, sir? Good. Then I've done a good thing. Because young men are very influenced by alpha males. He's not an alpha male. He's a skin suit alpha male. But, like, if he tells people, you know, if everybody did psychedelics, the whole world would be a better place. Meanwhile, there's people I know that have never recovered from psychedelics. They've never recovered. They're always going to be fucked up now. A mitzvah? Yeah, a mitzvah. A minch is someone who does mitzvahs, right? I wish I could watch the Roger Waters episode with JRE, but I can't. I know, I can't even listen to the sound of his voice. It's just like nails on a chalkboard. That's why I don't understand why people who hate me watch every stream. If I hated me, I wouldn't watch any of me. Like, there's people that hate me and they watch 3 hours of me every single day and comment specific stuff I talk about. Like, doesn't the sound of my voice drive you crazy? Like, if I don't like somebody, I can't listen to their voice. It's like, I find it infuriating. All right. What else you guys want to talk about? Like, I've been listening to a Joe Rogan episode in 4 years. Not a single one. He literally stands for nothing, no soul. He stands for evil. He tells people to have no boundaries, to take any drug, do any sexual act, to be the citizen of a world, no nations, no races, no families, nothing. And that's like death. I think it's funny when Red Bar makes fun of him too. Yeah, Red Bar, I don't consider Red Bar evil, and I disagree with Red Bar and a bunch of stuff. Red Bar has lines. Don't lie to people. Don't commit crimes. Dude, Red Bar makes me laugh super hard, but he's like a little liberal J, you know? But I respect that he has lines. That's why I can't listen to Vox the Monotone. I actually love listening to Vox. I listen to every single Vox stream. He puts me in such a relaxed state. In fact, I've wondered if I should talk more relaxed. Like, he can talk about stuff that when I talk about it, I piss everyone off because I talk with more rhetoric in my voice, more, I naturally trigger people's emotions more. Vox doesn't. Vox stays in that calm demeanor. Red Band, I'm talking about Red Bar. Red Band, Red Band's a mess. No boundaries. But Vox's voice to me is extremely relaxing. Vox is the definition of chill. Yeah, but he'll talk about really intense stuff. Like, he'll talk about how racism isn't a sin, homophobia isn't a sin, nationalism isn't a sin, and the inversion of that. But he'll do it in a way where I can't imagine anyone getting mad because he's so calm. You know, when I talk about any, I could talk about like anything and people get mad. Yeah, Pockets. Yeah, Pockets is, he can talk about really, he's like, Vox and Pockets both have that calm analytical demeanor that I don't have. Who is Vox? Vox Day. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. $5 a month to feed the bear subscription. Right? You get access to Vox as well. Vox's streams are great. They sound great too. Yeah. No, they're very informative, helpful. You can tell he's a happy person. Crow does too. Yeah, Crow, great guy. I just talked to Crow. Me and Crow have a surprisingly nice friendship. Check and see how much battery I have left. He's like, hey, man. Ping me, man. He like kind of talks like a hippie a little bit. It's funny. Matt from Quantum relaxes me. He does sometimes, and other times I'm like, dude, reality isn't just all fake. Like, come on. Like, sometimes he agitates me a little when he's just like, he's like the not milk. It's just trying to make, you know, it's just, I'm like, everything isn't fake. Like, if everything's fake, then what the fuck am I listening to you for? But I still listen to all his streams. I mean, I still think he's enjoyable, but, you know, yeah. I just, the whole everything's fake thing does. And I think, and he had, like, he's a reasonable guy. He's not a Gamma at all. I think he's an Omega. Someone pointed out that it might be because he doesn't have kids, and he admitted that. Because, you know, he'll talk about how, you know, he's fine with death and, you know, all this. It sounds very dark. And I'm like, how? How are you not trying for the next generation? Like, why aren't you putting anything back into this world, you selfish fuck? And he's like, yeah, I don't have kids. That's why. And I'm like, no, okay. At least he'll admit that if he had kids, he might not be that nihilistic, you know? He's borderline solipsistic. Yeah. But I still like him. I'm not talking shit. I'm really not. Gardner's chill. Yeah, I love Gardner's voice. John Levy is way too calm. It sounds like he's doing a character. He's like, here we have another giant cathedral cut from the mud. My heart was racing. My skin was sweating. I lost my bowels in my pants. Here we have a stained glass window from a time much greater than ours now. The world is probably dwindling to a speck of light at this point. I feel as though I'm drowning in a sea of regret. But this building fills me with a sense of joy and aesthetic wonderment. Here we have a cup of coffee. Oh, there goes the bowels again. I'm just like, ugh. I'm like, talk. He's like, well, here we have a rock wall, star fort. I wonder with bated breath what the civilization must have been like that could have built something so wonderful. I'll never see it or know it. My heart is pounding. My pants are full of poop. I feel as though I'm being engulfed by a black sea of insanity. Moving on, here we have, and I'm just like, ugh. Like, it kind of makes me mad. It doesn't feel authentic to me. It feels like, he has some gravy though? Yeah, sure he has gravy, but it's like, for me, streams are a lot more about the tone. I fucking love John Levy. Part of me loves him. I mean, I listen to him sometimes. It's not like I don't listen to him. It's not like I don't respect him enough to listen to him. But it's the lack of emotion in his voice, I think, is like crazy. Like, it makes me feel uncomfortable. He's like Eeyore on acid. Yeah, he's just like a rock face that is clearly melted from a time when technology was wondrous. Here we have a coffee shop, and I'm drinking the coffee now, pontificating of a life I've led. I'm peeing in a bucket. I bought this piece of property. I can't get to it. There's no easements. Here we have... I'm just like, ugh. Okay, this stream's ending. Unauthorized.tv, I highly recommend you join. If you want to support the stream, keep the infrastructure up, P.O. Box 490, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864. EntropyStream.live/app/OwenBenjaminComedy. If you want a super chat, I will read it tomorrow on the stream. You can find me at BitChute, Rumble, all the places. This has been fun. If you want to support the BertariaCampgrounds.com, our Ozark experience, I might just keep streaming. This is what I do instead of watching television. You know, the average American watches 6 hours of television a day. I watch none. I watched a little Neverending Story today with the kids. And so I'm going to talk about that in the stream tomorrow. But this is my entertainment, and I'm glad that 314 people agree. This is better for your brain than mindlessly watching the normalization of hell on Amazon. Oh, we Kangs on Amazon. We looking for the Lord of the Ring. All right, guys. Share the stream as long as I'm allowed on the internet. Who knows? I do think things are going to take some unexpected turns soon. But I'm very excited because one tomato can grow thousands of pounds of plants. And it's impossible to enforce an anti-farming ban. That's literally, logistically, not even close to possible. The real Antichrist is in your heart, whispering fear to you all the time. The key is to not listen to it and to replace it with the love of God and this beautiful tree.